You're listening to the Story Selling Podcast, where we help you create better content, double your impact and your revenue through the power of story and sales psychology. Here's your host, digital marketing strategist and founder of the Story Selling Masterclass, 16 Ramos.
Hey there. Welcome to our holiday series, 12 Days of Sales Psychology, Unlocking Your Customer's Mind. On this series, I unwrap one cool sales psychology principle each day, right up to Christmas Eve. Think about it like a countdown, but we're making it productive. We're going to make these episodes short, sweet, and packed with valuable info. I'm your host, 16, broadcasting to you from the magical Christmas markets of Strasbourg, France. It's cold, it's raining, it's windy, and oh my gosh, it is wonderful. If you've ever been to Strasbourg to visit the Christmas markets, send me your tips because it's my first time, and I am fabulously overwhelmed in a good way. People are doing a lot of shopping out here too, so I'm totally inspired by all of it, you know, picking up on some of the strategies that inspire people to buy. And that's really why I want to do this series. I want to get you closer to getting to know, why do people buy? What gets them to pick up the thing? Or if you're digital, what makes them hit that add to cart button? Let's kick off this festive journey by unraveling the secrets of one of my favorite strategies, the decoy effect. Why is it my favorite? Well, for one thing, it's effective. And it's also really simple. So what is it? The decoy effect is a pricing strategy, and it describes how when we are choosing between two alternatives, the addition of a third, less attractive option, the decoy, can influence our perception of the original two choices. Think of it like an optical illusion of sorts, where you introduce a price option that immediately makes your target prices look instantly more appealing. Imagine you're lining up at a movie theater to buy some popcorn. You're not all that hungry, so you think you'll get a small-sized bag. When you get to the concession stand, you see the small costs $3, the medium is $6.50, and the large is $7. You don't really need a whole large popcorn, but you end up buying it anyway because it's a much better deal than the medium. So by adding the medium popcorn as a decoy, since it is only 50 cents less than the large one, the movie theater persuasively convinces you to give in and make the bigger purchase instead. So what happens in our heads when we see the decoy effect? When the decoy dances into the scene, our brains start comparing. We all love the feeling of getting a good deal. So when we see that one option gives us more bang for our buck compared to the decoy, to us, it feels like a no-brainer. So I gave that popcorn example, but some actual brands that are doing this right? Starbucks, which there's not a lot of out here, by the way. So if you ever stood in line at Starbucks, you know that you need to decide between a tall or a grande. But then you see the venti for just a few cents more? That grande is nudging you towards the venti. It's the decoy making you think, why not go big? On a higher end scale, there's Apple's smartphones. Think about when Apple drops their latest iPhones. You've got the base model, then the Pro, and the Pro Max, right? The Pro is just a bit pricier than the base, but not as high-end as the Pro Max. So, we often end up choosing the Pro, spending a bit more than we planned. So, the theme here is that the medium option has to be super close to the price of the most expensive option, so that the most expensive option seems like a better deal. I know that sounds a bit diabolical, tricking people with a decoy, but you are listening to a sales psychology podcast, and these principles work for a reason. But also, if you're a business that's really trying to bring more value through your products, this could be a way for you to demonstrate your value versus your worth. And this could be applied to different niches. Gyms, for example, with three membership plans. The middle plan, priced close to the premium one, is the decoy. With this strategy, you can help your customers see that they can get all these extra classes without paying a lot more. One more example is product bundles. I've done this with my e-commerce store, and it's worked really well in the beauty space. If you're offering three different starter kits of beauty products or supplements, for example, you'll have the super basic bundle, then the mid-range bundle, then your premium bundle. Say the basic bundle is about $25. The mid-range is $49, so almost double the price, but you price the premium bundle at $55. And with only a $6 difference, you get an extra supplement, which makes it look like the premium bundle has the most value. Online courses is also a good example. Think about your basic, plus, and pro courses. The plus is the decoy, making the pro course look like a steal for all the extra content you get. So you get the drill. How are you going to implement this in your business? Let me know. Visit 16ramos.com, reach out to me, and while you're at it, check out my book called From Browsers to Buyers. It is the best handbook I can recommend for using sales psychology principles with storytelling so that you can convert more customers. You can find it on 16ramos.com. And that's a wrap on the decoy effect. It's all about making one option irresistibly attractive, and it's a game changer in pricing strategy. Tomorrow on 12 Days of Sales Psychology, we'll dive into the paradox of choice and consumer overwhelm. Ever felt swamped by too many options? We'll explore how that impacts buying and how savvy businesses can use this to their advantage. Tune in for some cool insights and tips. Catch you then. And remember, from Strasbourg with love, sell smart and be merry.
You've been listening to the Story Selling Podcast. Catch you again next time for a brand new episode. If you like this topic or have a story you'd like to share, reach out and visit 16ramos.com.